FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's been a mixed reaction from some political groups to a proposal to change the policy direction of investment programs in the ICT sector. The draft policy was gazetted for public comment yesterday by Minister of Communications and Digital Technology, Solly Malatsi. It's widely thought the move would pave the way for Elon Musk's satellite internet service, Starlink, to enter the local market. The directive came days after a tense meeting between President Cyril Ramaphosa and Donald Trump in the White House. Currently, telecoms companies, including those with foreign investment, are required to comply with a 30% BEE ownership. Under Malatsi's proposal, multinationals could meet the requirements through investments instead of local ownership. The EFF has rejected the move. Spokesperson Temi Msane says it would create a backdoor for foreign groups to bypass black empowerment laws.
The EFF will challenge this unconstitutional proposal in Parliament and explore all legal mechanisms to assert the supremacy of the Constitution and the rightful place of historically disadvantaged South Africans in the ICT sector. We will not allow our laws to be rewritten in Washington.
But Ernst van Zyl, who's with lobby group AfriForum, has welcomed the decision, saying it would help close the access gap between rural and urban communities.
Hopefully this development signals the beginning of the end for race laws in South Africa.
There's been a mass shooting in Dundee in northern KZN. Four people, including a teenage girl, have been gunned down at a home in the Umzomusha area.
It is reported that two male victims, aged 31 and 35 years old, were outside the house when two suspects arrived and opened fire at them, killing them instantly.
KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the gunman then stormed the home last night and demanded money and drugs from a woman.
A scuffle reportedly ensued between one suspect and the identified woman, which led to her being shot multiple times. The suspect allegedly searched her and took an undisclosed amount of money. A 14-year-old girl was also shot and died at the scene. A woman who was inside the house and a man who reportedly managed to leave the room after hearing the first gunshot sounds survived the shooting.
He says while robbery appears to be the likely motive in the attack, police aren't ruling out the possibility of a drug-related feud. And the head of the United Nations says Palestinians in Gaza are experiencing what may be the cruelest phase of the conflict. Antonio Guterres says only what amounts to a teaspoon of aid is being allowed into the strip when a flood of assistance is required. He's warned more people will die unless there's rapid and sustained access to the region. Israel says around 300 trucks have been allowed through since it lifted an 11-week blockade on Monday. Guterres pointed to issues, noting that of the nearly 400 trucks cleared to enter Gaza in recent days, only 115 were able to be collected. The World Food Programme says 15 of its trucks were looted in the southern region while heading to bakeries. A doctor in the strip says they feel helpless. Jalal Al-Barawi says hospitals there are struggling to cope with four stopping operations in the past week.
Today we receive between 300 and 500 cases daily, with approximately 10% requiring admission. This volume of inpatient cases far exceeds the capacity of Rantisi Hospital.
And a recap of our lead story, there's been mixed reaction from some political groups to a proposal to change the policy direction of investment programs in the ICT sector. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.